311, do you right? It's the free-for-all. I'll request commercial-free. Stryker and Klein. Anthony says we have to pick up line six because he says it's somebody that we know. K-Rock, hello?
Hi, I have a request, please.
Okay.
Can you play more Blink-182, please?
Who is this?
I know this voice.
No,
this is just a listener, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, the character you're putting, it's fading a little bit. Hold on a minute.
It says here his name is Hark Mappus.
That's me. My name's Hark.
Hark Mappus.
Yeah, they sing about me in the Christmas Carol. Hark, the herald angels sing.
I can't believe he's able to penetrate our phone system so easily with Hark Mappus.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, June 1st, 1999, an album came out called Enema of the State.
Mm-hmm.
Can we... Is that why... So, how the hell are you get through on this line, the request line?
I just call, and I was the 182nd caller, so they put me through.
Hey, do you have a favorite song or two from Enema of the State? Mark Hoppus is on with us. Free for all.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. You got a couple shows coming up at the Forum and then Five Point Amphitheater.
Yes, indeed.
We're playing the new song all the time on K-Rock. You're on fire as always. Good job, man.
Thank you very much. Can I tell you one of my absolute favorite memories of the Enema of the State era was we were still at the studio recording the final bits of vocals for Enema of the State, and I was in the studio with Jerry Finn. I had just sung a song called The Party Song, which is on Enema of the State, and we were driving to go get juice in Hollywood because Jerry Finn, our producer, was like, you got to try this juice place. We were driving there, and we heard on K-Rock, What's My Age Again, for the first time, world premiere, and it was an awesome feeling. So thank you guys for that.
Wow, you're so welcome.
When you say juice, you mean steroids, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we buy all our steroids there. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm incredibly fit.
I've said this on the air, and people make fun of me. I think you have the best calves in music.
Oh, I do. That's for sure, yes. Everything else is just hellish, but my calves are on point.
The late, great Jerry Finn, other than going to get juice with him, why were you guys so comfortable with Jerry Finn?
He was like the fourth member of Blink-182. He really helped us decide and define what Blink-182 is. He was like this amazing friend, mentor, champion. He was one of the most generous, smart, musically talented people I've ever met in my life, and he really helped Blink point ourselves in the right direction.
Wow. Dumpweed, I know that's how the album started, and as Aliens Exist, and you got Dysentery Gary on there, and Adam's Song, all the small things. You mentioned the Party Song. So what a great story you told about What's My Age Again. I know we've all heard this song maybe only like four times in our life, but I'm going to play that one right now.
It's a deep cut.
It is. This is a big day. There should be a national holiday tomorrow because it is an Enemaversity, and that doesn't happen often.
Mark, is there any way you can hold on for 2 minutes and 30 seconds and do another request from Enema of the State right after?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Wow, Mark Hoppus on line six on the request line.
His calves are on line seven and eight also.
He's holding it down. It was June 1, 1999 when Enema of the State came out. What's My Age Again? K-Rock. I took her out.
Thank God it's Friday.
Blink-182, What's My Age Again? K-Rock. Mark Hoppus calls the request line. We start talking and we realize tomorrow, June 1st, is the, I guess that's 20-year anniversary of Enema of the State. Mark, What's My Age Again? The second you were done recording it, what was the thought within the band? Oh, man, this is going to be huge. Do you ever have that thought with the songs?
Well, you never really can tell if a song is going to be huge or what, but with Blink, it's pretty much assured. No, we really loved the record, and it was a lot of fun recording it, and we really liked that song, but, I mean, we weren't thinking about singles or anything at all. I mean, we had had a lot of success, more than success than we ever expected with the song Damn It from Dude Ranch, the album previous to this one, and we were just going in trying to make the best album that we could that we liked and had no idea if other people were going to like it or not. We thought we were just getting away with murder because we were signed with a major label and getting paid to write music, so we had no idea what was going to happen.
Did producer Jerry Finn give you an evil eye at all when you say, the state looks down on sodomy, or he's like, oh, great line, wonderful?
He had the same sense of humor that we all did, so he thought that was pretty clever.
Let's see. August 8th at the Forum, Blink 182. And then August 27th, Five Points Amphitheater down in Irvine. Is there an exact date on the full new Blink, Mark?
Is there an exact? There is not an exact date. It is coming out in this summer. I was just on the phone earlier today with Ron Perry, who's the head of our label, and we are figuring out the exact launch date. But we are finalizing mixes right now. We have about half the album mastered, and the announce on when the album will be released will be forthcoming.
Excellent.
818, a guy named that claims he is the real Hark Mappus is upset that you tried to steal his identity earlier, so you'll be hearing from his lawyer. He wanted to let you know.
And, well, he can't afford a lawyer because I stole his identity and maxed out all his credit cards.
That's right. Stinks to be you, Hark. And also, do you care to comment at all on the other rumors circulating that there will potentially be a full Blink reunion with all original members?
No.
There is not any talk of that right now. I mean, I'll never say never to anything, but that is a completely unfounded rumor at this point.
All right. Let's play another song, if you don't mind, from Enema of the State. Since it's a free-for-all, please ask for a song, but not All the Small Things and not Adam's song.
What but All the Small Things was featured in the Chipmunks movie.
Okay, then let's get that on. Hold on.
You're talking about Nutty by Nature or the original?
let's do Going Away to College. I wrote that song. I was actually home sick from the studio one day, and I watched that movie Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes.
It's kind of a teen coming-of-age movie about people ending their high school and going their own ways, and so I kind of wrote Going Away to College with that in mind.
Excellent. That is I think that's track four off the album. Let's play that. Mark, thanks so much for calling in. I was thinking about you all day today.
Hey, I think about you all day, every day.
I don't believe that for a minute. Going away to college, right off Enema of the State. Have a great weekend, Mark, and enjoy your Cavs.
Thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Yeah, all this. It's a free-for-all.
Enemaversary. Happy Enemaversary, everyone.
Happy Enemaversary. Faggot like it.